2L Dangerous Games.
Today, we're talking to the sci-fi writer Ursula Clarke. Now, I know you're very concerned about the blurring of the line between play and work, aren't you? It's a theme that comes up again and again in your book. Well, quite frankly, I don't see what the problem is. Mixing play and work sounds like a great idea to me.
Well, yes, but that's because you still view play as a fun thing, something you choose to do. But what if playing was compulsory?
Perhaps you should explain it a bit more. I don't get it. Perhaps something from your novel?
Good idea. Let me just... Okay, then. This is an extract from my novel Dangerous Games. It's set in the near future, right? Say around 2050.
Right.
After play became part of the working day at Google's headquarters, productivity shot up. Free meals, saunas, gyms, pool tables and so on were on offer 24/7 to keep workers motivated. They rushed to work in the mornings and stayed working until late at night. Other companies soon cottoned on. In those early days, the so-called play plan encouraged companies to bring together work and play. The more the workers played, the more successful the business became. They made money hand over fist. Soon, play became mandatory at work. Schools followed where business led, slowly increasing the hours children had to play. Because the importance of games and playing was finally understood, the idea of playing for fun soon vanished. Play was now the same as work. Except that office hours became a thing of the past. You hardly ever went home. The office became the place where you ate, exercised, socialised. Family life vanished. People only went home to sleep, so houses and flats became much, much smaller. Newborn children were instantly whisked away to playrooms sponsored by the Goober National Buy Toy for monitored play. Play overtook formal studies at schools. Students were only allowed 2 free hours per day for study purposes before they had to return to playing. Evenings were taken up by video games. Students who sneaked off to do academic work were told off.
Wow.
You see what I mean?
Wow. That's horrible. Nothing like my school days. So, your point being...
that work and play should be kept apart. Separate. Not joined together. No, sir. No how. No way. Never.
I'm not convinced. I want a playroom and I want it right now. Right, another thing I wanted to ask you.